On-demand live at EXT sessions are made possible by the Cock and Bowl, bringing music to the restaurant every month.
This is Tara Spencer from Nova Scotia. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.
Met a girl named Brooklyn standing by the schoolhouse door, with blue eyes like her mother's that could start or stop a war. And she loves her baby brother, and she's written him a song. And I have a funny feeling that I'll hear it before long. The beauty of a skyline, the promise of the world are just a few things you might find in the eyes of a little girl. I took the bus to Brooklyn where I spent my younger days. It was where I earned my war wounds and I faked my way to ace. Flannel shirts and blue jeans were a suitable disguise from the eyes of guys around me. But then one day one found me. My heart was taken by a boy who had a band. But we had a fight on prom night, so my friend and I went dancing. I had no ambitions, nothing I was dreaming of beyond a moment's worth of love. Of a shoreline, the promise of the world are just a few things he hoped to find in the eyes of a high school girl. And I pause on certain pages and I wonder where a face went. 20 years seems like a short time when I look over my shoulder, but it feels like a lifetime to a young girl who can't wait to be older. I met a girl named Brooklyn standing by the schoolhouse door, with blue eyes like her mother's that could start or stop a war. And she loves her baby brother and she's written him a song. And I have a funny feeling that I'll hear it before long. The beauty of a shoreline, the promise of the world are just a few things you might find in the eyes of a little girl.
And we're at home with WEXT with Tara Spencer. That song is Brooklyn, a song that was on her album Other People's Lives, and a very special version of that song. Tara, thank you so much for doing that.
Absolutely my pleasure, Chris.
Now, Tara and I met at Folk Alliance a year ago now, right?
It was a year ago. It's hard to believe. Yeah, a lot has changed since then. But yeah, that was my first ever music conference that I had attended. I had no clue what I was doing there, so I was very happy to meet some friendly folks like yourself.
I had no idea what I was doing there either, and they asked me to sit in the room where you met me, in the radio room, where we all had our own tables, and all you artists came walking by with your CDs and telling us your nice stories. It was a lot of fun, actually. I had a good time. met a lot of people.
Yeah, me too. And I've kept tabs with a lot of those folks. I went into that room having no idea what it was about at all, and just by chance had a stash of CDs in my bag. And it was another DJ that I had befriended there on the weekend said, you really should go in there and chat up these folks. And it was one of my favorite experiences of the whole conference.
Now, that song, Brooklyn, you mentioned to me before we got started that that was a song kind of about your time in high school?
It is, yeah. Kind of chronicles a few of the events. I grew up in rural Nova Scotia, and my high school went from grade 7 to 12, so I spent a lot of time under that one roof. It was a pretty small school. It kind of walks back through a few of the ups and downs of high school life, and it's been on my mind lately because my own daughter is that age. She's graduating, well, theoretically next month from high school. So I think you look back as your kids go through those same phases and ages, you think about your own experience too.
Yeah, and it is something this year, the students that are having to graduate without graduating, I guess, right? How's she handling it? Is she all right with it?
Oh boy, she's a real trooper. You know, she has her sights set on what she wants to do in September, so she wasn't too heartbroken over the fact that there won't be a prom, there won't be, the typical graduation you imagine in your mind on stage. She's been very stoic about it all. She's looking at the long game, I guess, but we all feel it for her. You know, it's a big moment in your life.
They're pretty tough, though, aren't they? As kids.
They are, and these circumstances have been so unusual, and there is a feeling that we're all in it together. You know, if it was just yourself, if you were the only one missing prom or missing graduation, it might be different, but everybody's sort of in the same boat, and yeah, she's keeping her chin up about the whole thing.
Well, and here we are weathering the pandemic, and I notice you've been weathering the pandemic with a little thing, perhaps a little bright light of your own, the Blanket Fort Tonight shows you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sitting in the Blanket Fort right now. It is, I'm really lucky. You were explaining, you know, before we came on air here that you're recording in a closet in your house, kind of amid your dress shirts and your clown costumes and all those things. So I am really lucky that I have a permanent blanket fort in a corner of my basement that I set up in the first week of isolation. And I had this really goofy little idea from the outset when, right at the beginning, when it looked like live streaming might be a way to stay in touch with people. But let's make it a bit fun rather than just try and do a concert in my living room. There was a show in Canada, I don't know if you're familiar with Mr. Dress Up, but he was kind of like our equivalent of Mr. Rogers. And I idolized him as a kid. So I've always had an appetite for that sort of family-friendly kind of variety show in a little cozy space. And that's what we've done now. Last night was episode 11, and I have had special guests that are all of the people in my household, and our pets have featured as well on the show. So yeah, it's been pretty cool. It's been a great experience.
Yeah, it looks like it's a whole lot of fun. You know, bet that, you know, that whole entertaining part has probably been something that has helped you get through this, huh?
I think so. You know, I've been performing now solo for just over 2 years and become very quickly attached to the little audience I have here, especially in Nova Scotia. And there is a real motivation to want to stay in touch with those people in some way. A lot of them, you know, are not just people I've met through music, but are friends and family too. And this was a cozy little way to keep tabs and also maybe keep my performing and writing muscles exercised a little bit. You know, people have had different takes on this experience. Some folks are very creatively driven right now and writing a ton of songs, and other people are finding it very challenging, in part because maybe their families are with them and they're also caring for their kids and now being teachers and and wearing a lot of hats. For me, this project was a way to maybe play songs that I don't normally perform. You know, each week has a different theme with a couple of songs related to it. Good vibes. And help me measure out the weeks passing, too, because they've been a bit of a blur. So we count in blanket forts now.
And blanket fort night is Thursdays, right?
It's Thursday evenings. That's 8 p.m. Atlantic, which I think makes it 7 o'clock where you are. And it's on Facebook Live on my artist page, Tara Spencer, and on Instagram too.
That's great. We are at home with WEXT with Tara Spencer. Her latest album is called Other People's Lives, and we're playing a new song that's coming out called Raining on a Saturday. We'll get to that in a little bit, but how about we get to a couple more songs? Everybody Knows, do you want to say something about this one?
Oh, sure. It's a good representative, I think, of a lot of the songs on Other People's Lives, which I named very deliberately as an album because a lot of the songs are about relationships not going all that well. And fortunately, those aren't all my own personal story. I've been married for a long stretch now to a great fellow, but these songs are they kind of walk you through a relationship as it derails and then maybe comes out the other side. And this song is a great example of that. And there's a part of it that has been on my mind right now. It starts off talking about a white picket fence, and one of our projects here, while we've all been stuck at home, has been demolishing the white picket fence in our yard. So I don't know what the symbolism is there. Yeah, it's a story song that fortunately I can't lay claim to autobiographically.
White picket fence, three kids, two dogs, one car, sitting in the yard. Long days of working hard. We pay off our credit card. And nobody asks me why you're never home at dinner time. Why I buy so much wine. They know that we're doing fine. I don't have to wear my shades on rainy days to hide that I've been crying. No dirty laundry on our line, just flowers and a welcome sign. Down at the grocery store, I don't have to ignore the talk wherever I go. I can look them in the eye, 'cause everybody knows. Driving to hockey practice and keeping our act up for the kids. Do all the things we always did before everything hit the skid. I think it's great that you can stay up late with your high school friend. I don't count the nights you spend running round and playing pretend. And when you don't hurry home, I don't worry over things like one night stands. I know that you're a real good man and that you are in good hands. The neighborhood grapevine's buzzing, including her husband, as the story goes. You might as well face it tonight, 'cause everybody knows. Boxes of your books and clothes. You can ask anybody why, 'cause everybody knows. And the light's on at her place tonight, and everybody knows. Thank you.
Tara Spencer, and you've left regular radio behind. This is Exit 97.7 and 106.1 WEXTRadio.org.
You love to act, but I can't act my age. And I've got no taste for curtains unless they're hanging on a stage. I've got no mind for fashion, and I don't do my hair. I'm not the kind of girl inclined to care. I don't know the names of garden flowers, and I don't make good coffee. I don't have those superpowers. Dust and dishes settle around our place, and your work shirts have more wrinkles than my face. I know I'm not like other people's wives, with supper set to simmer while they work their 9-to-5s. They don't waste time writing songs about other people's lives. I know I'm not like other people's wives. Should be. My woes and worries would be through if there were two of me. One to work out in the cold, burying the dead. The other making love and baking bread. I know I'm not like other people's wives, with supper set to simmer while they work their 9-to-5s. They don't waste time writing songs about other people's lives. I know I'm not like other people's wives. And I can't hold a mop and broom while I play guitar down in the music room. Get the groceries, change the bed. No, I'm no use to you when there's a song stuck in my head. And darling, I won't blame you if you go. If you want to buy a ticket to another woman's show, but before you do, I ask one little thing. Just sit a while and smile while I sing. I know you're not like other people's men, who only say I love you every now and then. Although there is no contest, you are still a perfect 10. I know you're not like other people's men. I know you're not like other people's men.
At Home with WEXT with Tara Spencer, Nova Scotia singer-songwriter. Her song, Other People's Wives, not really the title track of the album.
No. just to make things complicated.
So I think you need to explain that to me. What's that?
I will. So when I was putting this album together, and like I said, a lot of the songs are about a relationship that's in a rocky place, I needed to be sure that there was at least one song that was a more accurate reflection of what my life is actually like, because I'm really lucky to have spent a lot of years with my husband, Andrew, who is one of the best humans I know. And I felt, because he'd been so supportive of this unexpected adventure in music that I've been on, I needed one song that at least painted him in a more accurate and complimentary light. So the song Other People's Wives is about our relationship, the reality of it. And there's one line, though, that might have stuck out as a little bit odd because it makes a reference to working out in the cold, burying the dead, which if you don't know about my day job or my other day job as a funeral director, that can be a little bit perplexing to people. So yeah, I wanted to give a little nod to that aspect of my life as well.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to ask you a little bit about that other aspect of your life.
Sure.
You're a singer-songwriter, but that's not all you do. And you're a mom. It's not all you do. You're a wife. That's not all you do.
Sure.
You have another job as well, don't you?
Yeah. So right at the same time, I mean, I started working with the funeral home a number of years ago as a funeral organist. It's funny how my work as a funeral director and work as a musician have kind of crossed paths, because I became a full-fledged funeral director right at the same point when I kind of accidentally became a performing musician as well. I met a great country artist here in Nova Scotia named Ryan Cook while I was scooping ice cream at a music festival that's run by my aunt and her partner. And we struck up this really quick friendship, and he asked me if I'd ever been a backup singer. And kind of on the spot, I said, oh, yeah, absolutely, I've done, which was not true at all. And he was looking for some harmony singers for a project he was working on. That was back in 2014. And we have worked together extensively since then. We've co-written songs for his last album, and we went on a massive tour last year, which is why I met you. That was the part of the kickoff for 3 months of touring that we went on in Ontario. Life-changing experience for me, and a hard one because of my hats also as a funeral director and a mom and a wife and all those things.
Well, that's very exciting, though, all of that.
Are you kidding me? I feel like the luckiest person in the world to have not had to make the hard choice. You know, I see other artists like the Good Lovelies and people who have small kids at home and are trying to juggle being a touring musician while your babies are at home. And my kids, my family completely gave me the freedom and the encouragement to pursue this journey in music, which really did happen unexpectedly. Yeah, I just feel so fortunate.
Well, please thank your family for all of us, because we certainly are enjoying what you make for us and are doing. And we should remind folks, Blanket Fort tonight, Thursdays, 8 p.m. Atlantic time on your Facebook page. That's the funnest thing you'll ever do in a week, let me tell you. It's a great fun to watch. We're at home with WEXT with Tara Spencer, Nova Scotia singer-songwriter. And folks can find you online. Besides at your Tara Spencer Facebook page for your artist, you also have a website that has a lot of information about you and your music.
Yep, taraspencer.ca, and it's Tara, T-E-R-R-A, for some reason. It sounds like my parents were hippies naming me after the earth, but <that's>...
Were they not?
No, not at all. I was supposed to be a boy named Corey. I guess they had a sudden change of plans.
There you go. Tara, your new song is called Raining on a Saturday, and
yeah. You
sent it to me, and it literally melted me. So I'd like to just hear a little bit about how you wrote this song.
In a sense, it is true to say that this little song, it was written in bed and recorded in bed, and there's even a video that was shot in my bed, but at different points in time. You can kind of tell from the lyrics of this song, because it makes a reference to my husband traveling for work. Obviously, that's not happening anymore. He's at work two doors over here in our basement, but it does come from the spirit, though, of staying put, canceling plans, staying tucked in, staying cozy for a few extra minutes on a Saturday morning, which I'm never really averse to. And boy, we've had lots of opportunities to stay tucked in over the past 12 weeks. So.
What a great song. Tara Spencer, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Oh, look, thank you so much, Chris. I want to thank you for being so supportive ever since we met last year. I think it's terrific what you put in to promote all of us, we little artists out in the world. So thank you.
Last night we had plans, but you felt like staying home. So we walked around the water, holding hands and ice cream cones. You were wrapped up in a ball game, I curled up for a nap. My old guitar laid down beside me, my head laid in your lap. And it was a shame we missed the concert, but we didn't miss the date. And now it's raining on a Saturday, and the coffee pot can wait. It's early in the morning, and I wait for you to wake. I listen to you breathe and feel each little move you make. The temperature is perfect, the blankets feel just right. I've got a pencil and some paper, and a tune that came last night, stuck on the fridge out in the kitchen, is a list of things to do. But it's raining on a Saturday, and I'll start my list with you. Fly out on Monday, 2 weeks seem so long, but work will keep you busy, and I'll keep company with songs. The kids will have their business, the dogs will want their walks. You're headed for a hotel in San Diego, not a lot of time to talk. So we will steal these simple pleasures, 'cause simple can be best. And it's raining on a Saturday, and you don't need your beauty rest. Oh baby, it's raining on a Saturday, and you don't need your beauty rest.
This is Tara Spencer from Nova Scotia. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.